AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy made a call to former President Donald Trump after the release of an audio recording from after the Capitol riot in which he called on Trump to resign. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
Two people familiar with the call characterize it as positive. One saying Trump told McCarthy, quote, "I'm not mad at you." McCarthy had challenged the initial report of his comments as totally false. But the New York Times released audio of that discussion and later another, a Republican conference call 5 days after the Capitol riot in which McCarthy tells his caucus Trump acknowledged some responsibility for the deadly insurrection. McCarthy is currently in line to become Speaker if Republicans win control of the House this fall, but he's seen as heavily reliant on Trump's support to get there. Ben Thomas, Washington.
At the Pentagon, spokesman John Kirby says the Russian war in Ukraine is focusing on the east and the south.
What we do know is that they are conducting offensive operations in the Donbas, and certainly they continue to bombard Mariupol.
The Russian Defense Ministry says one serviceman died, 27 more are missing after last week's fire on the flagship missile cruiser Moskva. In Grand Rapids, Michigan, Reverend Al Sharpton demanded authorities publicly identify the officer who killed Patrick Lee, a black man who was fatally shot in the back of the head after a struggle.
You're going to give justice. You're going to give fairness. You're going to turn this country around. You're going to give justice for Patrick.
Stocks plummeted on Wall Street, leaving the S&P 500 with its biggest one-day loss in almost 7 weeks. The Dow lost 981 points. The governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, signed a bill dissolving Walt Disney World's private government after Disney criticized a measure in Florida that critics have dubbed the Don't Say Gay law. This is AP News. Russian forces appear to control most of the Ukrainian city of Mariupol.
In the sprawling Azovstal steel plant, a few thousand Ukrainian soldiers have stubbornly held out, despite Russia's repeated demands for their surrender. Hiding with the soldiers are about 1,000 civilians trapped and unable to leave. Ukrainian officials have repeatedly accused Russia of launching attacks to block civilian evacuations from Mariupol. However, just recently, some 80 people from the port city were able to escape to a neighboring city. Among them was 61-year-old Yuri Lulak. Hell is what's happening there. It's not possible just to retell it. Russians are killing people for nothing. Tanya and her husband Evgeny walked for 5 days with their four kids, aged from 6 to 12, until they got a ride in a vehicle that took them to a nearby town. It's very difficult when you see that your city, which has been built before your eyes and restored, becoming more and more beautiful, is dying. I'm Karen Chamas.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.